Donald Trump is right that the over 30,000 missing emails is a huge issue. Federal law mandates that the government disclose the emails of top government officials, with some narrow exceptions for national security. But when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she completely evaded this law. She set up a private server in her own house. People don't know what she did with the power she had, and she was the Secretary of State is one of the most powerful positions in the federal government. But it's been cloaked, and it's curious because the State Department basically covered up for her as far as the private server, and then the State Department is moving very slowly to disclose her emails, most of which Americans will not see until after the election. There was an FBI report that came out yesterday that indicated a top State Department official had pressured the FBI to basically cover up some of the problem with how she, Clinton, and some of her top aides had arranged the operation. I don't know if Donald Trump is right, if he says it's worse than Watergate. It's interesting because Democrats have been saying that what WikiLeaks is doing, and WikiLeaks is publishing the emails of the chief of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, Democrats are saying what WikiLeaks is doing is worse than Watergate. But there was a big difference between the 1972 Watergate break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters, and that difference is that those burglars got nothing. But what WikiLeaks is providing, it's showing to the entire world the calculations of the Clinton campaign fund, some of which are shocking, and it's had a huge adverse impact on the credibility of the Clinton campaign. But the folks who follow the WikiLeaks stuff fairly closely, which is unfortunately not most Americans, and much of the news media is trying to sweep it under the rug. Unfortunately, American voters will almost certainly be left in the dark on Election Day. It's typical that the biggest election frauds occur before the voting booths open, and the 2016 presidential election will probably be no different.